President Obama has been pushing Congress to keep interest rates on millions of federal student loans from doubling this summer. The Republican-controlled House passed such a bill today, but it is certain to die in the Senate. The White House and most Democrats oppose the measure because it covers the cost by getting rid of a preventative health care fund in the president's health care law.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So what's your read on this fight?
Well, obviously, the president was trying to use the student loan issue to try to gin up more support among young people who obviously were very enthused about his candidacy in 2008 and not so much now. Republicans have kind of countered that, however, by passing their own measure, which would keep the student loan rate back at this level. It wouldn't increase double in July. So I'm not sure it's going to have much impact one way or the other. I do think that the White House will try to use it to say in this campaign year, we're for you and the Republicans aren't, but the Republicans have passed a bill, so it's kind of a wash.
Next week marks 1 year since Osama bin Laden was killed. Your thoughts on this White House and whether it found the right balance between fighting terrorism and protecting civil liberties?
Well, look, the takedown of Osama bin Laden was a huge event. We'd been trying to do it for 10 years. President Obama did it on his watch and took a great risk in deciding to do it without absolutely firm information that bin Laden was in that compound and sending those special forces, Navy SEALs, deep into Pakistan. So it was a tremendous risk, and you got to give him credit for doing it. Having said that, obviously, there are some people, and you can see it with the cyber bill, that are saying, you know, that in the effort to pursue and to protect the country, that you end up trampling on civil liberties, whether it's on cyber security and privacy, or whether it's in some of the indefinite detention, which is something that the administration has continued from the Bush administration, indefinite detention, detention of terrorist suspects. You know, my own feeling is the job number one, if you're the commander in chief, is to keep the country safe. President Obama has kept the country safe for, 3.5 years. I think you got to give him high marks for that.
All right. Who's on your show, Chris?
Well, we'll be talking about all of this. We have the president's chief counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, one of the people who was very involved in the bin Laden raid. We'll talk to him about where al-Qaeda is 1 year later and about these threats. As you well know, the government putting out a terror alert this week. Is al-Qaeda or are some homegrown lone wolves going to try to avenge bin Laden's death a year later? We'll talk to him about that. And as I'm sure you also know, the Osteens are in town, Joel and Victoria. Victoria Osteen, the most popular preachers in America. They're going to have a big event Saturday night at National Stadium, Nationals Park, a night of hope with a positive message for Americans and some prayer and song. We'll be talking on Sunday morning to the Osteens.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris.
You bet.